But as a head coach, when you have an opportunity to make a point that they'll remember in a situation like that at practice, I think that's really important. So I had a chance to do that. You know, brought Shockey right back out. And the thing I loved about it was he responded with a great practice and played really well. And that, to me, that's a sign that he's going to be just fine. So a couple announcements to make. The Friday practice against the Niners is not going to happen at the stadium. The CBA, the way their schedule sets up, they're not going to be able to do it. So it's not a big deal as far as practice. It would have been neat for the fans, and that's what's disappointing. We won't be able to do it for the fans, but we still have the Navy practice. And then the guys that sat out today, I think Marshall, help me out, Marshall, Kelechi, Owen Daniels, and Purnell. Those four guys, I gave them all four of those guys a day today for recovery. Okay.
Have you ever had a guy kick the guy?
Absolutely. Okay. It's a regular. It happens every year. Okay. Happens every year. If it only happens once, it'll be a record this year. So it's an opportunity to make a point about something that's important. And usually it's not really as much for the guy. He knows. It's for everybody. You know, that gets everybody's attention. So I just want to make that point now.
Coach, you mentioned the practice at Navy on Monday, this third year you guys are doing it. Just your thoughts on having it away from, like, outside of Baltimore, but and in a location like Annapolis and at the Naval Academy?
Right. Well, having a practice like that a little bit away from Baltimore, you know, we have great fans everywhere. You know, and Annapolis obviously is really important. It doesn't hurt that Steve's from down around that way. So, you know, he likes having it down there too, and we got great fans there. I think it's good for our guys to get away, and you know, what better place than the Naval Academy? You know, it's a monument. You know, it says a lot about, you know, who we are as a nation, right? So it's kind of cool to go there for that reason too.
As well. Anything else? I mean, is it? I know we were talking that he was going to have undergo maybe for more tests. Anything else you can kind of shed on that?
Yeah, he's just got some things going on in there that aren't long term things, but. You know, I'm not going to get into giving you the exact diagnosis of it, but it's probably much as me as anything. You know, this early part of camp, I just don't want to put him through this on his back. He had sports hernia surgery also. You know, there's some scar tissue in there still. I just would rather keep him out of this first part of training camp, and then we'll just see how it feels more toward the end of camp.
Probably unlikely that he plays the preseason
game. No, he's not going to play. He probably won't play the first two preseason games. Maybe he'll play in the third one, maybe not. It's nearly not that important for him. I want to get him right.
Coach, how have you, we talked a lot about Osemele and how he's looked at during the various TAs and stuff. How have you seen that continue into practice? It seems like he's still running in between drills and really getting after it.
Yeah, KO's having a great camp. I'd put Marshall right in that category too. The offensive line continues to get better every single day. And I thought that they stepped up with the two young guys in there as well. You know, well, Shipley's not such a young guy, but he's a backup. And then Jensen played well today. So, but no, KO he's becoming an anchor for us, just like Marshall is. Yeah, I thought he might come back today, maybe. But you know, they just he's got to be able to push. He's got to be able to pull without the thing, you know, locking up on him. So, but it's all muscular, so it should be soon. He assures me he'll play Thursday night. We'll see what the doctors say, but he's doing well.
Has Will stood out to you at all from the limited time he's kind of been here?
He has. You know, it's Will has stood out, but it's I'm not looking at Will that closely. You know, you look at the guys who are more in your immediate plans, obviously. I'd say he's jumped out on his own plenty of times. He's got to learn how to play some of our coverages the way we play them differently than the Giants or he did in college, but he's done a good job.